This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security is underway at the Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi over dastardly terror attack at Pehelgam in Jammu and Kashmir. 26 tourists lost their lives in heinous attack yesterday, while several others were injured. The meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is being attended by Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, NSA Ajit Doval, and others. During the meeting, CCS will take stock of the situation. Meanwhile, External Affairs Ministry is expected to hold a press briefing later this evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that the perpetrators of the Pehelgam terrorist attack will soon face a loud and clear response. Addressing a memorial lecture on Marshal of the Indian Air Force Arjun Singh in New Delhi, Mr. Singh reiterated India's zero-tolerance policy against terrorism. He said government will leave no stone unturned to give a befitting reply to those responsible for Pehelgam attack.
मैं देशवासियों को आश्वस्त करता हूं घटना के मद्देनजर भारत सरकार वो हर कदम उठाएगी जो जरूरी और उपयुक्त होगा और हम सिर्फ उन लोगों तक नहीं पहुंचेंगे जिन्होंने इस घटना को अंजाम दिया है हम उन तक भी पहुंचेंगे जिन्होंने पर्दे के पीछे बैठकर हिंदुस्तान की सरजमी पर ऐसी नापाक हरकतों की साजिशें रची हैं भारत एक इतनी पुरानी सभ्यता और इतना बड़ा देश है जिसको ऐसे किसी भी आतंकी गतिविधियों से किसी भी सूरत में डराया नहीं जा सकता
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has assured people that country will not bend to terrorism and the culprits of yesterday's dastardly attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pehelgam will not be spared. Mr. Shah said, every Indian feels the pain of the families who lost their loved ones in the terror attack. The Home Minister was speaking in Srinagar after paying last respects to the deceased. The Home Minister took first-hand account of the situation at the attack site in Besaran Forest area in Pehelgam today. He also visited the injured people at Government Medical College in Anantnag and inquired about their condition. Meanwhile, an encounter has started between terrorists and security forces in Tangmarg area of Kulgam of Jammu and Kashmir. Further details are awaited. In view of the terror attacks in Jammu and Kashmir's Pehelgam, the Indian Railways will run a one-way special train from Katra to New Delhi tonight to assist the stranded passengers and accommodate the extra rush. In view of the attack, four special flights from Srinagar to Delhi and Mumbai have been arranged today, with additional flights on standby for tourist evacuation as needed. Punjab has sealed its border with Pakistan and a red alert has been sounded in the state in the aftermath of the terrorist attack in Pehelgam. Condolences continue to pour in from across the world over Pehelgam terror attack. World leaders have reached out to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to express solidarity and support to India. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, who is on an official visit to India along with his family, spoke to media in Agra and expressed that the United States is ready to provide all assistance to India in its fight against terrorism.
I want to issue our condolences to the people of Kashmir who were affected by this terrible terrorist attack. The President's already spoken with Prime Minister Modi, and obviously we're providing whatever assistance and help we can provide to the government, to the people of India.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen have also condemned the Pehelgam terror attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar tomorrow. Mr. Modi will address Gram Sabhas nationwide from Madhubani on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day. The main function of the Prime Minister will be held at Jhanjharpur, where he will dedicate infrastructure-related projects worth over 13,500 crore rupees. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex climbed 521 points to close at 80,116. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 gained 162 points to settle at 24,329. In IPL T20 cricket, host Sunrisers Hyderabad will clash with Mumbai Indians at 7:30 p.m. today. Last night, Delhi Capitals defeated host Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at Ikana Stadium to register 6th win in 8 matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.